Still 80%, 40 hits within the Q target. Again, it's not a difficult qualification. I've probably qualified over 100 people, and I've probably maybe had five or six people just really weren't ready for the basic qualification course, so we turned into a training session. And only one potential client that I ever had never qualified, just tapped out.
This is Corey Jones with the Be Ready with Safety Man podcast. Join us every week for a new podcast. Follow us everywhere podcasts are played and on YouTube, Be Ready with Safety Man. This is Corey Jones.
All right, we are back. What's up, Corey?
What's up, Hoagie? How's it going, brother?
It's good, man. Life's good. So, welcome back to Safety Man Podcast, another edition with the main man, Corey Jones, a.k.a. Safety Man. And so today I was on Instagram, and you're very good at keeping up to date of what's going on in the state of New Jersey with a lot of the stuff with concealed carry and, you know, all that stuff we've been talking about the last few months. And it's obviously an evolving process. There's new things coming and going. And so here at Safety Man, we've been trying to keep everyone up to speed the best that we can. Again, I'm just going to remind everyone, this is not legal advice, but this is just what we information we've gathered. And we're just kind of talking about, make sure that you watching this a year, 2 years from now, make sure you're checking up on the latest laws and stuff before you enact them. So, Corey, what's going on? What's new? Tell them what's happening, man.
Thanks a lot, Hoagie. So as we're aware, we're just over a year into concealed carry being lawful in New Jersey. The Bruen decision was decided 2022, right? In the summer, end of June, beginning of July. So we're a year into it. And as you just alluded to, we definitely have to keep on top of these laws because they've been changing a lot. If you remember, from between December and now, there's a lot of changes where things were lawful Monday, they were unlawful on Wednesday, and so forth. So just getting that out there, and I'll echo what you said. Please, please, we're going to put the links to the state police directions in the description. So you'll be able to click on exactly what we're going to talk about tonight, the qualification portion, and then the online portions and other things that you have to do as far as where you're going to complete your application, submit your application, and all that. But what we're going to focus on tonight is that qualification portion. So anybody who's gone through my qualification is still good. The qualification system that I had in place with Safety Man Consulting, which was the HQC-1 Handgun Qualification Course 1, which is created by the Division of Criminal Justice. It's on the Attorney General's website. It's what every active duty police officer, every retired police officer has to pass twice a year to carry any firearm that they intend to carry concealed or on duty. And we have the use of force policy directly from the Attorney General's website, from the Attorney General's use of force policy. So all my clients had that 2-hour first part, and then we would go to the range and do the handgun qualification course. So anybody seeing this who is already going through with Safety Man, as far as I'm concerned, you're good to go. Again, I'm not an attorney. You are good to go. So any questions on that specifically, Anthony?
No. So just the newest update that you posted today about what going forward is definitely going to be from that memo. So I guess let them know where the memo came from so they know that it's legit, and then talk about what's, you know, kind of on there, you know?
So I printed it out and I'm holding it in my hand now. Like I say, we will put the links in the description, but this is directly from the Attorney General's website. It's released as of the 15th. So it's effective immediately. And it's called, you're going to start to hear this acronym probably for the rest of our lives. We're going to hear this acronym that was just created by this. It's the CCARE, CCARE, Civilian Carry Assessment and Range Evaluation. So that's what it's all called, CCARE. I have never heard that acronym before, but I think like NASA, it's going to become synonymous with New Jersey and concealed carry. So you're going to hear that CCARE.
You heard it here first.
CCARE. And it's not that Corey cares. I do.
Corey cares with the heart. Corey cares.
Yeah, heart. You'll never forget it now. I did my best to make sure you remember that. So again, when you're done with this, even if you don't feel like clicking on the links, just Google CCARE. It's starting to get a lot of hits. I've been Googling it a couple of different times, and it's starting to take you directly to it. So before it wasn't earlier this week, and now it is taking you right to it. So the qualification course is 15, 10, 7, 5, and 3 yards. And you have to do 10 rounds at each of those distances. 10 rounds at 15, 10, 5 and 3, 7 and 3 yards. So you have to do 10 rounds each. We have to demonstrate the safe handling of the weapon. You have to demonstrate the proper loading and unloading techniques of the weapon. You have to demonstrate the techniques of a proper concealed carry draw. It's important that they actually put in here a concealed carry draw. So it's not just go to Walmart real quick or go to Amazon and just buy some holster just to get through the qualification course. It has to be a draw from the holster that you intend to carry. Now, can the Attorney General, can I say that you can't go tomorrow and go buy a different holster? That's on you. But just understand, heaven forbid you happen to use deadly force, you're going to have to be on the stand and explain what happened and any changes that you made. So it says specifically demonstrate the techniques of a proper concealed carry draw. And if you go to my YouTube or any of my social media, you'll see me demonstrating multiple videos of how to do concealed carry draw from ankle, from appendix, from 6 o'clock, shoulder holsters, off body carry, every kind of conceivable holster, concealed carry draw, I'll demonstrate. And then it says demonstrate the techniques of good marksmanship. So those four bullet points are the verbatim familiarization requirements for each participant. Then the range is 15 yards. The target is the FBI Q target, which every law enforcement officer probably in the country is qualified on. Clearly everyone in New Jersey, because it's the only one that they'll allow in New Jersey, is the FBI Q target. It's a huge target. This is not a difficult qualification course at all. It's a huge target. It's really easy. It doesn't say anything about timed fire. So the course of fire that we used to do was timed. It doesn't mention anything here about timed fire. It specifically says that the participant must also demonstrate safe handling throughout, including safe loading, unloading, drawing, and so forth. So it doesn't give us the times that are written down on the handgun qualification course 1 or 2.
And so, okay, so that's 50 rounds then. So it's 10 at each spot. So 15 and in, 15, 10, 7, 5, and 3. That's 10 rounds at each thing. Now, I'm assuming, is it 80%? Is there
still 80%, 40 hits within the Q target. Again, it's not a difficult qualification. I've probably qualified over 100 people, and I probably maybe had 5 or 6 people just really weren't ready for the basic qualification course. So we turned into a training session, and only one potential client that I ever had never qualified, just tapped out. So again, it's one standard of 80 rounds, 80%, but the other four things are demonstrate. And that means that your evaluator is making an assessment of what you're doing. And that's what has always been the case. And that sentence has remained constant throughout this was no applicant shall be issued a permit to carry a firearm unless he can demonstrate a thorough knowledge of the safe handling and operation of the firearm he or she intends to carry. And that sentence has been the original sentence from New Jersey's response to the Bruin decision going back to July of 2022. And that's the sentence that I built my course out of, was that sentence. So it gives me as an evaluator the ability to stand up in court and say, with my 27 years of law enforcement and firearms instructor, teaching in academy, teaching veteran officers, teaching retired officers, teaching civilians, yes, I can say that he or she demonstrated safe, and he or she and competent, and he or she was not. And I'm okay doing that.
So I got a couple questions that have been from this that maybe you have an answer to, maybe you don't. So first one, I guess, is just general. I go through the course, let's say I pass it. Now, what happens with the paperwork? You send that into the county or the state, or what? How does that work? Or do I have to do it? Or where does that paperwork go to?
So the form that I will fill out will be one page that's on the state website. And that's my attestment to this standard here, that I'm saying that you demonstrated those four bullet points. You got 80%. You demonstrated all those things that we talked about, and you had the use of force training. So we talked about the state of New Jersey's use of force policy, and they actually removed some of the things that don't have anything to do with concealed carry. So they removed parts of that we're required to teach as handcuffing and non-deadly force. They removed a lot of it to make it more and more concise. So we're focusing on that. So that paperwork, I fill that form out and I send it to you. I sign it, you sign it, you keep that. With that, you'll have your mental health records check. You'll have your application that you'll submit through the state police. And then you'll hand deliver the other form to your local and law enforcement investigating agency, whether your county, local, or state police is governing your town. So they'll make an appointment with you. You'll come in with some additional forms and drop it off with that detective or officer assigned to your investigation, and they will guide you through the rest of what's going to happen at that point.
Okay. Next question. Is it one and done, or do you have to keep doing it every couple of years, or what's the is there any qualification deadline? I mean, you know, a timeline or expiration on this?
They're all putting expires 2 years from the date of issue is what they're all stamped with right now. So as far as we know right now, it's going to be 2 years, but we don't know. We can't predict what's going to happen. But as it stands right now, your permit will expire in 2 years. We don't know what's going to happen at that point, what the process will look like, because no one's gotten there yet. The earliest one is probably only 6 months old. I don't remember people getting, maybe October, November, we're getting issued in October, November. So those people are not even barely coming up on a year yet, So we really don't know, but it states on the permit expires 2 years from date of issue.
Okay. So I guess we'll be doing another podcast in a year from now when we hear what we're doing with the new paperwork, when we have to qualify again, where that's going, if it's going back to the police department, or we're just submitting it to the state, et cetera, or we have to reapply or what. So I guess we'll have an update for you in the future. My next thing is, and this is kind of like for the retired guys out there, because this is what I'm thinking, right? So for retired police officers as it stands right now in the state of New Jersey, if you're retired, you can carry off the job as a retired officer as long as you go through the qualification course twice a year. But what I'm thinking is to save time, effort, money, ammo, and all that, I feel like it's now probably a better idea if this is going to be the standard for a retired officer to just do this instead. Go through the course.
I'll push back a little bit on that. There's a couple options that having the RPO status as a retired officer gives me, let's use me as a perfect example, as opposed to if I were to carry as a private citizen. So under the RPO, I'm not subject to a lot of the things that the CCW, as far as the sensitive spaces. So the sensitive spaces, as far as, like you say, you're going to the hospital and you're not a patient, you're stopping in there. That's not a sensitive space for a retired police officer. Only place that we probably couldn't carry, obviously TSA places, casino floors, and there's some specific places that are in the statute. But this new part of sensitive spaces doesn't apply. High capacity magazines. So as a retired police officer, you can carry the 15 round magazines, whereas you'd still be subject to the 10 round magazine, high capacity magazine ban in New Jersey. And again, for me, the liability side of it, it's all fun and games until you press that trigger.
Yes.
After you press that trigger, it all changes, and it's too late to fix anything. It's too late to shoot this gun. It's too late to do any of that. So I'm the type of person that I believe my clients should qualify to the highest standard possible, because as you're aware, it just mitigates your liability in court. It makes it harder for them to attack you effectively in court.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I would consider that. I would still recommend police officers go through the RPO.
Okay.
As opposed to the CCW. You can get both. So if one changes, you already have the other one.
True. Yeah, so the RPO as of right now is the same thing as your standard minimum twice a year qualification. That's your 25 yard and in. I guess, yeah, you know, because of the liability, the safe spaces that you're talking about, the high capacity, more things. Obviously, I would say, I guess then the only thing I would say that it wouldn't be is if, let's say, you're just a guy that barely ever carries, you can't get to the range twice a year. You know, you're just going out once in a blue moon, then maybe that's probably your better option. But yeah, like you said, if you're going to be carrying on the regular, that makes a lot more sense to just stay with the retired plan and do it that way twice a year. So
yeah, that's what I'm going to do a lot. And remember, for retired, there's still a third option is the federal statute, right? So the federal standard for retired police officers, the Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act, LEOSA, that is a third option for retired New Jersey law enforcement officers, and that you just go qualify. You don't send your paperwork anywhere. You just have to have a valid ID that you retired from a legitimate law enforcement agency in good standing. You're not subject to any state or federal restrictions from you carrying a firearm, and you just have to have the copies of your current qualifications, your current training and qualifications. So now it's kind of leaving it up to you. So if you slack off or you're out of qualification, you let it lapse. With that LEOSA, after you pull that trigger, it's going to be up to you to supply all this paperwork. It doesn't go to any repository.
True. So that is another good point that you're making, because you can cross state lines at this point as well and go from state to state as long as you have those documents and stuff with you. So right. Yeah, that's another good point. I didn't think about that either. See, this is why I talk to you, Corey. This is why I have the conversation to keep my mind fresh.
Is why we talk. We percolate those ideas.
Yes, keep my mind fresh. Keep me in the game here. So I appreciate that. So this memo was as of September 15, 2023. Anything else on there besides that? Or is that pretty much all the groundbreaking stuff at the moment?
People are going to ask, do we have to qualify with every gun that we intend to carry? So if you go to me, I say yes, I can't stop you. I can't tell you you can't carry that gun next week. I can strongly recommend that you qualify with every handgun you might possibly carry. Or you might use all right, I'm just going to keep this one in my safe at home next to my bed. Well, if you think you might pull that trigger, you should probably train and qualify on that firearm. Just saying.
Yeah,
so that's the one thing that it doesn't answer that. It's still silent on that. A lot of information that's coming out online is alluding to the fact that there's a sentence in there that says this permit shall be good for any firearm that the applicant owns, which is kind of saying that, okay, yeah, you get this permit on this gun, you can go out and carry whatever you want. But then there's that other sentence that says you can't have a permit unless you demonstrate a thorough knowledge of the firearm you intend to carry. And in that part, there is a parenthetical with an S after the word firearm, and then another parenthetical, which means plural or singular, right? So unless that applicant demonstrates a thorough knowledge of the safe handling and operation of the firearm, parenthetical S and parenthetical, that he intends to carry, which leads me to believe that they're assuming you're going to shoot all the guns that you intend to carry and qualify, or at least make this demonstration. So you see the jeopardy that we would put ourselves in. Me not being a lawyer, which one are they going to, because we haven't had a case in New Jersey yet.
We will. Sooner or later, we will.
They're going to get media attention a lot, right? They're going to deep dive that person. They're going to social media that person and look at everything that person ever did to make it a judgment call.
Yeah, we will. We'll
come. I'm stressing to all my clients and anybody listening, train and qualify to the highest standard you possibly can. And because once you pull that trigger, you're going to have 10 news trucks out on your street, knocking on your neighbor's door.
And here's the other thing too, right? Like it doesn't say, like, let's say you have three guns that you primarily, like, you know, these aren't antiques. These aren't things you're hiding away. These are things that you have, you know, as home defense, or you're taking out of the house with you on your carry. I mean, listen, there's nothing to say you can't do it all in the same day. You bring all three guns, you bring a couple boxes and get it all done in one shot. Like, why not? Right. Like if you're going to be there getting trained, or you're getting someone you're paying them to qualify, what's it going to take you? An extra 15, 20 minutes to do two more. And especially if it's 15 and in, I mean, come on, like that takes 10 minutes, right? Like
if you know what you're doing, it should only take 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. If you know what you're doing, you've been through it 1,000 times, 10 minutes, you're done. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to carry them or have them, I mean, just bring them anyway. I mean, you know,
I've had clients do that. I've had clients bring 2-3 guns. Like, should I bring them all? I'm like, yeah, you should.
Bring them all.
Just bring them all. You're going to shoot them all eventually. Let's just do it all today, like you alluded to.
Yeah.
That much time. And if you're a shooter and you're on your third or fourth gun, you probably already know what you're doing. So it's not that stretch of this person who, oh, this is legal now. And they run out and go buy a gun and they show up with it still in a box. And I'm sitting there like a little knife cutting the plastic like I'm opening an iPhone doing this unboxing. We're not qualifying with three guns on that day, right? Yeah. That person's going to need some training, because you have to. It's not just that you can punch holes in paper. It's all those other bullet points. I got to see you unload it. I got to see you draw safely from a holster. I got to see you do, demonstrate you actually know what you're doing when you're shooting.
True. All right, well, that's all I had. I just wanted to kind of touch base with you today, get that out there to the world a little bit, and let everyone know. And again, as always, make sure you guys follow Corey's website and his training stuff. So let them know where it is, man. What do you got?
Safetyman.co is the website, and at SafetyManCO on all social media, from X. That's the first time I got to say it, X. Did X. I just say Twitter?
Yes. formerly known as.
Yeah. FKA Twitter.
Yeah, and if you guys have questions, I know a lot of a couple videos about this stuff has been kind of popular. Again, I'm just going to rehash. This is for New Jersey only what we're talking about. This is not legal advice, and this is only as of September 15, 2023. So, again, make sure you're checking up with your local laws, lawyers, police departments about this stuff, because me and Corey aren't going to come into court, because I'm going to say, you know what? We said, don't listen to us.
Yeah, this is informational, entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment purposes only, correct. So, but now, for real, feel free to comment in below in the chat, subscribe, and let us know, you know, what you want us to talk about next or what you would like to hear more about, and we'll be happy to have conversations. Like I said, I always look forward to it every month. Keeps my mind fresh in the game, and I appreciate the conversation, Corey. So, thank you, and yeah, man, I'll see you on the next one. I think we got a couple good topics coming up this fall, so let's I'll see you this fall talking about some stuff.
You got it, brother. Stay safe and be ready.
See ya.